Hello.
Hi, is it Shondell?
Yes, hi.
Oh, hi, Shondell. This is Carolina. I was calling on a record design regarding the Depot Provera settlement you inquired about. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Thank you so much for asking.
And Shondell, did you know anyone that used Depot Provera was diagnosed with any ailment afterwards?
Yes. I had a couple family members also. Same age as me. We went through the same thing, same symptoms.
I see, and I'm so sorry to hear. Were you diagnosed with anything specifically?
I was diagnosed with a brain tumor that also got removed.
Oh, and I'm so sorry to hear that. Do you know if it was? Do you know the name of the brain tumor that it was?
Let me get my paperwork.
Mm-hmm. No worries.
Hold on. Oh, watch out, baby. One second, yeah. I'm actually at home right now, and mommy's moved, so bear with me.
That's okay. Thank you so much. You can take your time.
Okay, now what was the question you asked me?
Do you know the name of the brain tumor?
Okay. Excuse me. I'm on the phone, baby. You have to be quiet. Okay.
Okay, does it say the name on there?
Looking for it right now. Okay.
You love me. I work.
Okay. I can't pronounce his name. It's meningitis.
Okay. How is that spelled?
Meningitis. Okay, M E N I N J E E O O H M U A H. I'm sorry.
Okay, so it sounds like it's meningioma. Is that the one?
Yes. I'm sorry. I be having a hard time with big words.
That's okay. So it says meningioma, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Meningioma.
Yes, no worries. Meningioma. Yes. Okay, perfect. And then did you want to see if you did meet that rest of the criteria to participate? I am, again, really sorry that you were diagnosed with that.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Yeah, did you want to see if you met that criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Yes.
Yeah, and have you had any attorney assist you, any signatures made?
As far as
with another law firm?
Oh, no, ma'am.
Okay. No worries. That's great to hear. And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And again, were you diagnosed, what were you diagnosed with after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year that you said that was meningioma?
I'm sorry, say that again.
You said you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Maybe you have to be quiet.
No worries. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And where was that located in the body?
It's in my head, ma'am.
Okay. And again, I am really sorry to hear that. So you said that was in your head, as in your brain?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you know when you were diagnosed with that?
I was diagnosed with May. Hold on a second, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
I was diagnosed May 20th, 2020. I wanted to make sure I got the right date for you.
Okay, so that was May of 2020?
No, put that down. Yes, ma'am. Put that
okay.
down.
And what was your date of birth?
This is what I'm going to lawsuit. 2/4/92.
Okay.
You asked me my date of birth, right?
Yes. So that was
okay.
February 4th of 1992?
Yes.
Okay. And again, do you know anyone else that took Depo Provera and was diagnosed with anything?
I have family members family members. I was about to go into a long story, but I'm not even going to do it.
Okay, no worries. So you said that family did take it as well. Do you know if they've had any effects?
Yes.
Okay.
My cousin went through some. We went through the same as kind of effects, actually. The weight loss, our periods was like a mess all over the place, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
So yeah, I have cousins that went through same thing I went through.
Yeah, and again, I am really sorry to hear that. Do you remember if it was Depo Provera that you took with the brand name by Pfizer, or was it another generic version?
No, it was Provera, yes. It got
some. Okay. So Depo Provera. And how many years did you use it for?
I only was using it from 2017. And then I stopped using it in 2020, so roughly 3-4 years.
Okay. So you said it was from 2017 to 2020. Sounds like 3 years. And there was at least 4 injections, right?
I was taking my injections like every 3 months.
Okay.
So it was like
it was about 12 times in total.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Again, it is a little redundant, but it was at least 4, correct?
I'm sorry, say that again.
It was at least 4 times that you took it?
I was taking it every 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if I was to calculate it, I took it.
More
like,
than the
4. Yeah.
Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm female.
Female, beautiful. Now,
mm-hmm.
I have your first name spelled S-H-O-N-D-E-L-L. Is that the right spelling?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then I have last name spelled Handy, H-A-N-D-Y, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Did you have a middle name?
Yes, Lacrice.
Lacrice. And how was Lacrice spelled?
I don't even use that name. But hold on. Give me
mm-hmm.
1 second. Jesus. Okay, L-A-K-R-E-E-S-E. So if I don't look at it, I will spell it L-A-K-R-E-S-S-E-E. And I don't know why, because I don't use that name at all. I hate it.
Okay. No worries. Let's see. So I'm not sure I got the right spelling. I have here L-A-K-R-E-S-E-E.
No. L-A-K-R-E-E-S-E.
Okay.
Baby, hold quiet.
L-A-K-R-E-S-E-E.
No.
Okay, can you spell that one more time for me?
Yeah. L-A-K-R-E-E-S-E.
Oh, I see. Okay. L-A-K-R-E-E-S-E.
Yes.
Okay, my apologies for that. Thank you for
it's
your
okay.
patience there. And then your
look,
social?
That's why I don't like the name. I hate it. I don't use it. I don't like to look at it. I just hate it.
Mm-hmm. No worries. It's a very pretty name. And then what was your social?
It's 145-92-8806. Can you text me that pillow right there?
Okay, again, that's 145-92-8806, right?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. Now, I have your email. It's just your first name and last name, the number 0@gmail.com. Is that the right one?
Yes.
Okay, and then 786-677-5524. Is this the best phone number?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what about the best address?
500.
Mm-hmm.
Lycoming Street, spelled Lycoming Street, apartment 9F as in Frank.
Okay. And then this was in Williamsport?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, so I have 500 Lycoming Street, and that's apartment 9F as in Frank, and that's in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and that's 17701. Is that the best address?
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Beautiful. Okay, and then was the depot provera administered by a medical staff, or was it yourself?
It was a medical staff.
Okay, do you remember their name?
Where I was receiving it from,
mm-hmm.
like my family doctor,
mm-hmm.
Dr. Jacqueline,
mm-hmm.
Jacqueline, if you want me to spell it, I'll spell it out for you. Stop it. Okay. Give me the zipper. Okay.
It has to be quiet.
How can you?
I can't even do your hair.
You've been doing a good job with that hair. You can leave mommy and me.
Well, I'm at work.
You're at work?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, baby.
I am not your baby.
Why not? Because you're at work?
Yeah.
Okay, so you said that was Dr. Jacqueline. Do you remember her last name?
Is it Brandon? No. I think it is Brandon or something. Brandon or something like that. B-R-A-D-E-N.
Okay.
Breeden.
Okay. And you said this was in, let's see here. Was this in PA as well?
Oh, copy. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so I do see Jacqueline Breeden. It looks like her middle initial is M. Is this the best one?
Yes, that might be her.
Okay.
I don't know about her middle initial.
Okay. And you said it was most likely around 12 times that you were administered with the product. Do you remember where it was that Dr. Jacqueline...
I'm so sorry, ma'am. One second.
Mm-hmm.
Go make it stop. Whew. Okay. All right. All right. I'm here.
Okay. No worries. And then what clinic or facility was it that you were administered the Depo Provera?
All right. So you have to, the name is, oh my God. The name is kind of like, I can't pronounce it fully.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Evangel. It's like, would you like me to spell it out for you?
I think I do see one. It looks like under her name. It's
Community
a,
Hospital.
Evangelical Community Hospital?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Can you say that again?
Evangelical.
Yes, and I can never say it.
No worries.
Ever.
So it looks like this is on Hospital Drive. Is that the one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's it.
Perfect, perfect. Okay, so it's just asking me for a little bit of their information. Just one second, okay?
Okay.
Is this where you were diagnosed as well?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Were you diagnosed here as well, or was that a different place?
Yes, I was diagnosed. Was I there? Yes, I was diagnosed there.
Okay. Okay, and how about the doctor that prescribed it? Should I put that same Dr. Jacqueline Braden?
My doctor that prescribed it to me. No. Hold on. We're talking about who prescribed to me my Depo, right?
Yes.
Yes, Jacqueline. And what was the question that you asked me about her?
Oh, I was just asking if she administered it and prescribed it. So she did both, correct?
Oh, yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, again, just one second here.
You know that puppy has to go bathroom. She can't sit on the bed with us all day long. She's a puppy, so she's not going to be able to just get up and go bathroom when she's ready to. She's going to go on the bed. Yeah.
Okay, do you know if you were diagnosed via CT scan or an MRI? Do you remember?
Yes, ma'am. I had an MRI. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. What did you say?
And you said it was all in this Evangelical Community Hospital. You were diagnosed and treated there as well?
Yes.
Okay. Do you remember the doctor that diagnosed and treated you?
My doctor that diagnosed me and treated me was Rodwin. Let me get the name for you.
Okay.
I remember it's like Rodwin. Dr. Rodwin. Yep, Dr. Rodwin. His
okay.
last name is like Run Drew. I can't pronounce it.
Do you think you can try to spell it? I'll see if anything comes up.
Yes, RAJJOUB.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, I do see him. Okay, looks like he is there in PA. It's Rodwin, RAJJOUB. That's the one?
Yes.
Okay, okay. And it looks like he's a neurosurgeon. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, beautiful.
I gotta say another.
Mm-hmm. And do you mind me asking, before you were diagnosed with the meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No, ma'am.
Okay, that's really good to hear. And again, what kind of treatment did you receive from Dr. Rodwin? Was this surgery, chemotherapy?
It was a tumor that he actually removed from a section in my scalp, basically, in my head.
Okay. So it was surgically removed. Was there any other, let's say, prescriptions, any chemotherapy, radiation, anything like that?
Yes. I have received a procedure for them to take it out is Crank. I can't pronounce that one either. Crank of Thomas, Crank of Tamia.
Okay.
Crank of Tamia. What procedure to remove it, and that was done.
Okay. No worries. And then, were you hospitalized for the meningioma? If so, what dates do you remember?
Hold on. Like the dates that what I was like treated.
Yeah, the dates that you were in the hospital for. Any that
okay.
you can remember, are fine.
Okay. Okay. I got treated in May. I got treated in May 24th, 2020. My test was performed in May. My test was performed May 15th, 2020. Hold on. And what was my question again? Because I didn't flip the question again.
Yeah, just any dates that you think you were in the hospital for the meningioma.
Okay, yeah, so that should be the 2 days right there.
Okay. Yeah, no worries. I did take those down. You said May 24th, 2020 and May 15th, 2020. And obviously, it sounds like you have those medical records in front of you. If you were asked to provide them, would you be able to do that by mail or electronically?
To provide my paperwork to you guys? Sure. Yeah, why not?
Okay. Do you have access to a MyChart login, by the way?
Hold on. Let me get my computer.
No worries. Do you just know if you have a login, though, or do you have an account?
I don't think I have an account.
Okay.
Hold on. Just let me get in my side. It's
no
on
worries.
My laptop for you. Watch out. Look, my computer. Hold on, man. I'm waiting for my computer to turn on.
Okay, no worries. What I could do as well is I can say that there is none as of right now to your login, and then if you do come to find out that there is, we can always update that.
Okay.
Yeah, no worries. And then we do lastly request an emergency contact. This is just in case we can't reach you for an extended period, Trundell. We would never share any information. It's just, for example, like if you were to change your number. Do you have anyone that comes to mind?
No, I don't.
Okay. No worries. Let's see here. Okay. Now, are you familiar with DocuSign?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Yeah, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. So what this DocuSign is for is it gives the attorneys your consent for them to pull those medical records. So without these medical records, they would not be able to proceed on that case for you. Now, do you have a preference of this being sent to your email or your text notifications?
Yeah, you can send it to my email.
Okay. Just one second here. Okay, now before I do send this out, I want to verify some of the information on here just to make sure we have everything correct. Okay, now stop me if anything sounds incorrect. I have your first name spelled S-H-O-N-D-E-L-L, middle name L-A-K-R-E-E-S-E, last name Handy, H-A-N-D-Y. I have your address is 500 Light Cummings Street, apartment 9F, as in frog, and that's Williamsport, PA 17701. Lastly, I have your Gmail address as first name, last name, the number 0 at gmail.com. Is all that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. So if you haven't already, you can open up on your phone and then put me on speaker. I did just send it.
Okay. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Beautiful. And then it should have you tap on a link.
Yeah. It says review documents, and then it has an email address underneath. And right underneath of it, it says please sign.
Yes, so you're going to click if it says please sign, or it might have you agree to electronic signatures. And then from there, if you have any questions or any issue signing, just let me know, okay?
Okay. My kids are waiting for me to put this movie on for them. Okay.
Stop.
Okay. It says start.
Okay, beautiful. So it's going to have you click on that start button, and then anywhere where it's a yellow field, it's going to have you tap on it.
Okay. Oh, shit. I hate this keyboard stuff. When you gotta swipe with your finger.
Yeah, never looks pretty, does it?
Oh no! Like what the? He erased it like 3 times just to try to do it over again.
Mm-hmm.
So I only sign this twice.
Yeah, it should just have you sign. I'm not sure if it is twice, but wherever it's yellow, yep. And then once you click finish, it'll go through. Yeah, okay. Received that. I just received that. So any other steps that it has you do on your screen, you can exit out of that. We did just receive that DocuSign. Now, the attorneys are going to give you a quick call. It should be sometime within the week. They're just going to give you a quick call, verify some of the information that we went over. So it should be a really quick call, Shondell. Besides that, I am going to text you from my direct line. So if you have any questions, you can always reach out, and I'd be more than happy to help.
Stop it, baby.
Before I do let you go, Norris, before I do let you go, do you have any questions for me?
No.
Okay.
I'm just ready to relax now.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I hope the case goes over very, very well for you. And again, thank you so much, okay?
Thank you so much for the phone call. And you have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.